He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the September 7th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It's been a wild and woolly day already, and this thing is just getting started. Oh, man, the news that's coming in, the stocks that have reported, the economic reports, movement in the bond market, Tesla news. We're going to have it all here for you in the next 1 hour. That's why I enjoy this business so much, because every day I wake up and it's a new day with new challenges and new opportunities. Well, right now we have the Dow down 52 points, which puts it below 26,000 for now, but not by much. It's at 25,943. On the other hand, we have the NASDAQ now up 18 points. Do you believe it was down 48 points when the market opened? The NASDAQ was down 48 points. It's up 64 points from that point in time, and now it's up 19 to 7,941. The S&P 500 is down about 2 points, 2,876. The small caps basically flat on the day. Crude oil is down 45 cents to $67.32. Gold is down $1.60 to $12.02. Silver up a nickel. I never seen a nickel, a silver nickel. Well, silver's up a nickel, $14.23. The euro is flat. Now, here's the asset class that's getting crushed today. You guessed it, the bond market. Ugh. We've got the 10-year yield up 6 basis points right now to 2.942% on a hotter-than-expected climb in wage growth. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, like I say, it's been a crazy day so far, but it's been a lot of fun. I see that I've got two of the biggest winners in the market today. That's always a good thing to wake up to. I can't complain with that. And overall, let's see, we're up 1% today overall at Gunderson Capital Management, so that's a good day. But there's all kinds of news. Fiery darts, good news, bad news, ugly news, the good, the bad, the ugly going on in the market today. Let's get to the good so far. Well, before we do that, what about yesterday? Yesterday was another bad day, especially for the technology stocks, especially for the social media stocks after two big social media execs testified before Congress. And there's fear of increased regulation on these tech giants. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about how advertising works. I grew up in the advertising business as a kid. My father was in the advertising business. Advertising is all about eyeballs. Well, what's so valuable about my eyeballs? How many eyeballs see the ad? Or how many ears hear when we talk radio? It's cum. You're paying for the amount of people that you are reaching. Now, if Facebook and Twitter and others have to get rid of a lot of users off of their sites, they're getting rid of eyeballs from seeing the advertisements, and they can't charge as much for their advertising. How many fake accounts did Twitter say they had? I want to say 9 or 10 million. If they clean up the books all of a sudden, well, their advertising revenues are going to go down because there's not as many eyeballs viewing those ads. And that's, I think, what really is behind the sell-off in the social media stocks. We've also had some weakness in the semiconductor sector. Some are hot, some are cold, most are cold. The semiconductors do seem to be a pretty good barometer for the tech sector. Now, there's good news today from a major semiconductor chip stock, but we've seen Intel under pressure. We've seen Applied Materials under pressure. A lot of the second-tier players in the chip stocks, we've seen some strength there. AMD's done very well. And NVIDIA, always trying to break out to new highs. It's done pretty well. But overall, the semiconductor, and yesterday KLA Tencor got hammered pretty good, and they're associated with the semiconductor sector. Well, today it's all about jobs. This is that one day of the month when the jobs are reported. The non-farm payrolls, I don't know why they don't count the farmers. They put the cantaloupe in my breakfast cereal. But we have the non-jobs report, and it comes in hot. August non-farm payrolls plus 201,000. What was the consensus? 191,000. No matter what you think of Trump, he's been pretty good for the economy and for the jobs market. Not only that, here's the real kicker to today's jobs report. The real number that the market is reacting to, especially the bond market, is the rise in wages. You're finally, after 8 years of zero wage growth, saw 2.9% year over year. You were making 100 grand last year at this time. You're now making almost 103 grand. And that is considered to be inflationary. The unemployment rate is at 3.9%. I mean, is that full employment or what? Is it hard to find good people right now? You got to pay up to find good people right now. And those jobs gains of 201,000 topped expectations by 10,000. Average hourly earnings were up 10 cents. Here's what the average is, $27.16. Now, what is it at Amazon? 15, something like that? I don't know. The broader U6 unemployment rate falls from 7.4 from 7.5. And there has been some major progress made in those people that have given up looking for a job and also in those people that are underemployed. Well, this is sending the bond market reeling today. I've been warning about the bond market. The bond market is negative for the year. It went nowhere last year. And I'm talking about total return. Well, Bill, maybe the value of my bonds didn't go up, but I continue to receive the coupons. Well, the value of your bonds went down more than what you received from your coupons. Last year was about a wash. It was about a draw by the end of the year. You would have been just as well off having your money sitting in your mattress as you would have in the bond market last year. This year, the mattress has beaten the bond market. The bond market is down 3, 4, 5% and getting worse and deteriorating as we go. And this hotter than expected rise in wages is causing a big, big decline today, once again, in the bond market. Now, let's just take a quick look. Let's look at our friend Liquid, LQD, which had massive outflows. I think somebody knew that this jobs report was coming because last week there were massive outflows out of LQD, which is a $33 billion bond ETF. Today that thing is down, it's down 0.4%, but it's had a really bad week, has the bond market. And if you look at LQD, it was trading at $120 when we started the year, and now it's at $114. So it's down about 4 or 5%. And that's total return because the yield is 3.4 on this thing. So if bonds could have just held steady, you'd be up 3.4%. Instead, you've lost your 3.4 in coupon, and you've lost another 3.4 in capital. All right. So in the end, you're negative about 4 or 5% in LQD. And I believe it only gets worse from here for the bond market. So you responsible for looking at your own portfolio. Are you in an asset allocation? A traditional, I guess, which the vast majority of investors are in these days. Asset allocation has swept through the market like Hurricane Florence, which is revving up to attack the East Coast here later or early next week. It's just not a good place to be right now. It's a rising interest rate environment. Why do you want to stand in front of a freight train? Do you like pain? I don't like modern portfolio theory. There's only one asset class that's working this year. And when we come back, I'll reiterate once again. We've got some big winners to talk about too today. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now, by contrast, look at this report we get today. 3.9% unemployment. We get job growth of 201,000 jobs, which beats by 10,000. We get wage growth of 2.9%, which we haven't seen wage growth in a long, long time. And we get the average earnings increased also, and we have the U5 unemployment report or numbers also increasing here. Now let's contrast that with Canada. Is there any difference between the policies that we're currently running under and implementing in America versus Canada, where Justin Trudeau runs the country? Canada's August job data disappoints. Canada suffered a whopping 52,000 decline in jobs in August versus expectations for an increase of 5,000. The unemployment rate rose to 6% from 5.8%. Well, there you go. I mean, there's a difference. There's a vast difference between the policies that Canada is using to run their economy versus the policies that the U.S. is currently running. And there's the results. One big surprise to the upside on jobs and decreased unemployment. The other, a big disappointment, a 52,000 job decline in August for Canada. Well, the markets were also roiled a little bit yesterday as President Trump hits that Japan may be next in line for a trade fight. Oh, let's get through these trade wars. If we could put these things behind us, it would be nice. We have Mexico behind us, but we still have Canada. We still have, obviously, China, which is the big elephant in the room. And we now may have Japan out there on the horizon, as I guess one of the current administration's policy is to even the playing field a little bit more as it relates to trade. Now, what kind of boost do you think we got from tax cuts earlier this year? That's all I know are the retail and consumer stocks. Everything from Lululemon, the Habit cheeseburgers, to Five Below, to Dollar General, to Tiffany's, and on and on and on. America's Car-Mart, Walmart, Costco. The consumer drives the economy. And when you're seeing these stocks breaking out to new all-time highs, that tells you something about the current policies that have been put into place and the impact and effect they're having on the consumer. Well, now they're talking about phase two of tax reform, which would make the individual cuts passed last year permanent and ease the rules around retirement savings. Well, that's all good. we should make those tax cuts permanent, number one. Look at the impact they're having on our economy. But, you know, here's the thing that most people don't realize. As this rising tide is lifting the boats of the consumer is spending more in the retail and consumer sector. Those companies are more profitable, meaning they'll pay more taxes into the kitty called the IRS and the state taxes and all that other kind of thing. It does trickle down. And it benefits everybody. Well, Costco updates August sales. Listen to this. Costco reports sales rose 12.2% in August versus the same time last year. How many bits of evidence, how many witnesses do I have to call in before you, the jury, before you say, you know what? That's like 27, 28, 29, 30. I haven't got to the big one of today yet. It's a stock that I own here in my ultra growth portfolio, which is having a double-digit year so far in 2018. Costco comparable store sales plus 11.3. What is Costco doing today? Let's see the stock. I own it in my it's just breaking out the new all-time highs at $241 per share. I own that in my income and growth portfolio. Now let's go to the biggest retail story of the day. Now I'm going to save that for the second half of the show when we come back, because I have two stocks that I want to feature today. In fact, as I look at my database of about 5,000 stocks, I have the third biggest winner in the market today, and it comes from the consumer sector. But before we do that, let me just mention, let's mention Tesla. Why not? A lot of marijuana news today. Jim Cramer mentions Canopy Growth yesterday during Mad Money. Canopy Growth is up 2.4% today. Elon Musk is seen smoking a bong on YouTube yesterday and drinking whiskey. Tesla and Musk are being sued by Andrew Citron, for securities fraud. Those are some pretty serious charges. The stock is tanking this morning. It's breaking support. The chief accounting officer walks away after 1 month on the job. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Not only that, Tesla's human resources boss is departing and won't be returning back to the company after taking a leave. I have been warning about Tesla, about Bitcoin, for I don't know how long, but you know what? Tesla has its followers. They're like worshipers and disciples of Elon Musk. No wonder he's sending out tweets at 2 a.m. that make no sense. I've got the buyers lined up to take this company private. He's going to be real sorry he sent that one out. As Tesla continues and Elon Musk continued to slide into an abyss. Well, I'm working on the newsletter today. It's going to be a lot of fun because this was a very busy week in the market. A very busy week in the market. We had the social media giants testifying before Congress. We had an anonymous op-ed piece in the New York Times. Look at the times we're living in right now. We found out that a lot of the social media are fake accounts, which doesn't surprise me. We got Elon Musk smoking a bong on TV. Tesla stock sliding. Despite all this, when we come back, I got a couple of best stocks now that are exploding to the upside today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We had the halftime show. The band is back getting on the bus, and we're back on the field here for the second half of the show. What do they do a lot in sports after a touchdown or after a field goal or after a big defensive play? They give each other five. I don't know when that first started. Give me five. You know, hand slap each other. It's more of a man thing. I don't see a lot of women running around giving each other five, but men for sure giving each other five all the time. Well, you can give me five today for finding five and investing in it. I found it using my Best Stocks Now app. I had never really heard of Five Below. I thought it had something to do with Minnesota or Wisconsin. Five Below, that's like shirt sleeve weather. In January in Minnesota, we go ice fishing in Five Below. Well, Five Below is headquartered in Philadelphia. I'm sure it gets Five Below in Philadelphia, home of the Philadelphia Eagles, defending world champions. We'll see what happens this year. But the Five Below company is a $7.4 billion market cap company, which is the biggest, one of the biggest winners percentage-wise in the entire market today. I have it coming in number three out of 5,000 stocks for percentage gain right now. I bought Five Below. It's one of the 24 stocks that I currently own. That's a pretty special group of stocks. It's one of only 24 stocks that I own in my ultra growth portfolio, which leans more towards small caps, mid caps. You're not going to find big giant growth giants in there, but once in a while you will. I bought Five Below back on in April of this year. That was not that long ago. Gee, I can still remember April. I can't remember last year, but this year's April I can still remember because I sent a big check off to Governor Brown. I made it right out to Government Brown's waste fund. Boy, do they waste money in California. Well, that's a subject for another day. Five Below is now up 87%. Since I bought Five Below. What do? They manufacture ice. They operate more than 625 targeted discount retail stores in 32 states with plans to open 125 more. This is a growth story. No wonder it's in an ultra growth portfolio. It's not a dividend story. It's a growth story. Over the last 5 years, Five Below has averaged quite a bit above growth, earnings bottom line growth of 28% per year over the last 5 years. Now, I've always said it's a truism that stocks follow earnings. So over the last 5 years, while Five Below has been growing their earnings by 28% per year, guess what the stock has done? About the same. Isn't that funny how that works? 28% per year is about the returns of the stock. In other words, a company that has delivered minus 3% per year over the last 5 years is going to way underperform a company delivering 28%. What increases the value of a company? Well, the number one thing that increases the value of a company is earnings. That's number one, numero uno. There's your problem, Elon Musk. You haven't produced any earnings. And the prospects for having earnings someday and growing those earnings on a consistent basis in the car industry, which is about the most competitive industry you can ever imagine, I think the odds of him turning that into a growth engine, let alone an electric engine, are slim and none. And that's why I'm not on the Tesla electric bandwagon. Instead, I own a sexier stock, right? Five Below. What is this like? A dollar? I'm going to have to go into one of these stores. I just look at the earnings. I don't need to go to Philadelphia and talk to the management. I don't need to go through their trash cans to see how many cardboard boxes they're receiving in their stores every day what their inventory turnover is. They just reported their latest quarter. Earnings were up 40% versus this same time last year, and sales were up 23%. I found five using my Best Stocks Now app 2 months ago, 6 months ago. Is that about how long I've owned it? It was in my top 300. And I said, you know what? The consumer stocks are one of the best sectors in the market right now. Boy, I mean, everything, almost everything in the even stocks that you had given up for dead have rallied this year. Imagine what the really good consumer stocks have done. They've done really good. Look at Costco. Look at Walmart. Look at Amazon. The consumer is consuming. Well, Five Below, as of yesterday, in my Best Stocks Now app, which I invented, along with a little help from my friends, it's ranked number 33 yesterday out of 5,046. It's the biggest winner in the market today, one of them. A week ago, 2 months ago, it was ranked number 17 overall. Gee, don't you want to know what the top 300 looks like today in the app? Don't you want to take those 300 stocks and run them through your system? My system is to look at the charts of them every day and see if there's something interesting there. I've already gone through a lot of charts this morning. Most of them I say, you know what? There's no reason for any action on this one today. But all of a sudden you come upon something, you say, wow, look at that. That's why I'm on StockTwits, which also follows through into Twitter. I'm one of Jack Dorsey's users. If he kicks me off the site, he'll have two less eyeballs that the advertisers pay for. They pay for eyeballs. Well, anyways, Five Below is breaking out today. Here's my take on it. It's been a top performer. The stock was up 66% last year. It's up 74%. That's before today, so far this year. It has a momentum grade. Remember how I've been talking about how important that momentum grade is? As of yesterday, before today's big breakout, it was an A+. That's a very select list of about 150 stocks every day. I look at every chart of every A+ momentum grade stock daily. I also look at every chart of every momentum grade A because they might be coming up and rising in the ranks ready to pop into the A+ territory. I look at my top 300 every day. And I look, obviously, in the hierarchy of stocks, the ones that I own currently are the most important ones to look at. Today I have a list of 707 charts to go through before the day is over. That includes A+ momentum, A momentum, top 300, and the stocks that I own. And I've already seen a few interesting things. Five is probably the most explosive thing I've seen. From a valuation point of view, well, as of yesterday, it still made sense from a value point of view. I had a $205 target price on Five. Now that they've beat earnings. In fact, they didn't just beat earnings, they absolutely clobbered their earnings estimates. I'm sure that my target price will be going higher. How much higher? I do not know. But Five Below crushes their earnings, and it's hitting a new all-time high. It's getting upgrades right now from various analysts, and the stock is, again, one of the biggest winners in the market today. RBC analyst Scott Ciccarelli is confident that more gains are ahead for Five Below due to its strong positioning in toys. Toys. Now I do have to go to a Five Below. With Toys R Us out of the picture, Five is now a viable option. So I want you to go to a Five Below and start shopping for Christmas. It's not too early. It's only, 118 shopping days until Christmas, something like that. Well, anyways, Five Below, big winner today. in the market. Now, when we come back, I'll tell you what else has been really strong sector this year is the software stocks. The software stocks have been extremely strong. And when we come back, I have a software stock. It's another one of those 23 select stocks that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. It's up $12 per share this morning. More on that when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The final segment for the week, actually. It's been a short business week, with Monday being Labor Day, but it has been an action-packed week. Boy, I'll tell you what an action-packed week this has been in the market. Well, I'll be writing about it in my newsletter this weekend, which I've already begun. I'll be pointing out the best asset classes now. I'll be pointing out the best sectors in the market right now. I have witnessed some massive sector rotation this past week that you need to know about. There's massive inflow to a few sectors, and there's some great stocks in those sectors. And there's massive outflow out of a few areas of the market that you need to know about. And I'll do my best to do the macro picture of the market, which has guided my buy signal for the last 9-plus years. I'm one of the few. I don't know how many. I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure there's lots of permabulls out there that are always bullish. I'm not always bullish. I'm a market timer. But I've been in the market since March of 2009, and I have the newsletters there, you know, that show the track record. Anybody who's listened to the show knows that every time there's been a challenge to the market or another threat to the market, I've stepped back, I've analyzed it, and my main guiding light as it relates to the market and the future of the market, especially the index, the S&P 500, is earnings. Has the earnings picture, what's it look like right now? Is this market full? Are we done? Have earnings topped out in the S&P 500? If there's this huge correlation between earnings and stocks and indexes, doesn't it just make sense that when earnings start to decelerate in the S&P, the market's going to start decelerating? And when earnings start to ebb at high tide, this is it. This is as good as it gets. Now, usually the market starts moving lower before that time comes. They start to see, the market does, market investors start to see problems in the economy that will eventually lead to problems in earnings. So I give an update on that every week in my newsletter. And then I have my four portfolios. One is a large cap premier growth fund. One is a small cap ultra growth, which I'll give one more example of here in a minute. I mentioned Five Below. One is a mutual fund, and one is an income and growth portfolio. And that will all be in my newsletter. I publish my top 300 list, actually 250. The top 250 every week in the newsletter, along with their momentum grade. One column is their momentum grade. A top 300 stock with a momentum grade of A+ is a pretty good stock to have a gander, a look at. Anyways, I'll be sending out the newsletter. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Okay, we're going to talk here, close this week out, close today out with a software stock. A company that is headquartered in the Bay Area by the name of Palo Alto Networks. It's a $22 billion market cap company. It's moved into large cap territory. Let's see. Palo Alto came public back in 2012 at about $50 per share. And now it's $233 per share, and it's hitting a new all-time high today. I love stocks that are hitting new all-time highs, especially when I own them. I despise stocks that are hitting new all-time lows. That's not a good area to be looking in the market. I know all of this contrarianism and all of that. I just don't... You know, the contrarians on the dollar and on gold, they just continue to get crushed. The contrarians on the stock market going the other side of the street continue to get crushed. So a lot of them are just stubborn. They can't admit that they're wrong. Well, anyways, Palo Alto Networks is hitting a new all-time high today. The stock is one of the top performers in the market. They make, security software to prevent hackers, which is a big business out there. Over the last 5 years, Palo Alto has delivered 37% per year total return to investors. That's the average. Market's delivered 11.7. Over the last 12 months, Palo Alto's up 53%. The market's up 16.7. That doesn't count today's move. As of yesterday, Palo Alto was ranked number 159 out of 5,046. Now, that ranking is based on valuation and momentum. I'm a hybrid. Over here, you got the momentum people in the flashy sport coats and the flashy sports cars. Over here, you got the value people with their neat hair and their wingtip shoes and their bow ties and their Buick Chryslers. And in the middle, I'm a hybrid. I think the answer lies in the middle. I think the momentum guys should pay more attention to the value guys, and I think the value guys should listen a little bit to what the momentum guys have to say. Well, Palo Alto Network was ranked number 159 yesterday. It's been in my top 250 for quite some time, and I continue to own PANW. I have a $405 target price 5 years from now. We give five-year growth rates. Why don't we give out five-year target prices? I do. In my app, you can look up a stock, see what the five-year target price is. $405 is mine, and it's currently trading at $233 per share. Anyways, if you're a growth investor, if you're an income investor, if you just want safe money, we have that too. I have a planner on my staff, Scott Waddell. I bring him into most conversations that I have with clients and prospects because I find a lot of people have no plan. What is it? Failing to plan is planning to fail. Well, you do need a plan, whether it's growth, whether it's, tone it down a little bit, or whether it's let's just now live off of what we've accumulated and let's go into the distribution phase. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.